Tom Cotton, my op-ed far exceeded NY Times standards, which is usually sophomoric, left-wing drivel. By Jeff Poor on June 7, 2020. Senator Tom Cotton, RR, rejected the New York Times' claim his op-ed calling for the use of troops to quell some of the unrest in America's cities as not meeting the standards of the newspaper. During an appearance on Fox News Channel's Sunday Morning Futures, the Arkansas Republican senator compared his work to other items published on the pages of the Times. "I will say, my op-ed didn't meet the Times' standards," he said. "It far exceeded their standards, which is usually sophomoric, left-wing drivel. But here's what happened behind the scenes. Last weekend, we saw rioting, rooting, really anarchy, and insurrection on our streets. In Washington, D.C., 7 days ago, a famous church was torched, memorials were desecrated, stores were looted. And I said simply last Monday that, if the local police are overwhelmed by the numbers of these insurrectionists, if they need support from the National Guard, or, if necessary, as a last resort, federal troops, under the Insurrection Act, then that's exactly what has to happen. Now, fortunately, that's what happened in most places over the course of the last week," Cotton continued. "So, what we saw yesterday was people exercising their First Amendment rights to demonstrate and to protest. But, in the meantime, we published that exact argument in the New York Times. The New York Times editorial page editor and owner defended it in public statements. But then they totally surrendered to a woke child mob from their own newsroom that apparently gets triggered if they're presented with any opinion contrary to their own, as opposed to telling the woke children in their newsroom, this is the workplace, not a social justice seminar on campus." Cotton told of Times in the past his work passed the scrutiny of the Times and said the process was similar. However, he attributed the difference this time to the rallying cry of the woke mob. "We have published op-eds in the New York Times before," Cotton said. "It was the exact same process. And, again, the senior leaders of the New York Times publicly defended the decision to publish the op-ed after this woke mob began to rise up. It was only after another day of infighting that they finally backpedaled. They still haven't identified any facts that are wrong in the op-ed. They haven't identified what was so rushed about this process. They have only prostrated themselves in front of their young children who are acting like children who are acting like kids in a social justice seminar, as exposed, as opposed to acting like grown-ups in the workplace." Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.